Our guest at the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a very nice blog website and write some terrific things for that, and then some of these appear in the Herald Banner. You wrote one recently on blue laws.
Yes.
Has that been in the Herald Banner yet on a Sunday column?
I'm not for sure.
Well, great story, and people of a certain age, such as myself and
me,
you, will remember the blue laws. And the blue laws were...
You couldn't buy anything on Sundays. And actually, when I was a little girl, I didn't know that there was anything wrong with that. I thought everybody in the world couldn't go shopping on Sunday.
Sure. But and so different than it is today when, you know,
yes,
people, you know, a lot of people, this is their major activity of the day on Sunday is to go shopping, go to the mall, whatever. But it wasn't that you couldn't buy anything, but there was such a long list.
Right. And, well, at first, the stores just didn't open. I grew up at Jacksboro, which was a very small town. Everybody was off on Sunday. I think maybe there was a restaurant in town that served lunch.
Yeah.
But...
That's interesting because I do recall that restaurants would be open.
Right. Maybe the movies were. I can't remember.
Yeah. Now, again, the idea of this was... I guess the original idea was that, well, people should be going to church.
That's right. I believe that.
And therefore, we don't want businesses open. That's preventing people from going to church. Either they have to work.
Yes.
Or they're tempted to go shopping or what,
yep,
have you.
But I've discovered that there was some, of course, retailers were against, most of them were against blue laws. They wanted those customers. But others pointed out that their employees needed a day off. And employees did not have they didn't work 8 to 5. They didn't work 5 days a week. If they worked over, then they didn't get any overtime.
You're saying they work more than 8 hours a day in a lot,
right,
of cases, and,
right,
and more than 5 days a week.
Right. Without overtime.
Ah. So there's something to be said for the idea of now I'm sure never go back to it, but there is something to be said for,
right,
a law that says 1 day a week, nobody's basically open,
right,
and everybody gets a day off.
Well, and that actually had something to do with our baseball team in Greenville. Greenville had, over the years, numerous
minor league teams. And this was prior, by the way, to the Greenville Majors, who are the best known of the,
right,
minor league teams,
right,
and came along after World War II. You're now talking about the early 20th century.
And in, yeah.
But they couldn't play then on Sunday.
No, they couldn't play. The city... passed a resolution, there would be no gambling on Sunday. Now, it wasn't that you couldn't play baseball.
Oh.
You couldn't gamble. Well, that was what the whole thing was behind the baseball games.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol is chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You know, even in Major League Baseball, certain cities, in Philadelphia was the best known, maybe Boston, but Philadelphia, well into the 20th century,
yes,
games were not played on Sunday in,
right,
Philadelphia. Yeah, so the Phillies, and then even before that, the Athletics originally were in Philadelphia, and neither of those teams could play on Sunday. So I read in your blog, though, that the blue law was not formally enacted until 1961.
Yes,
that was surprising.
Yes, I guess it was just a tradition.
Yeah,
and then people started trying to, you know, open up, and they would. Do you remember when they would put a sheet or a piece of something over a product that could not be sold that day?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yes.
But now, and you pointed out in this also that there's still some remnants of this,
oh yeah,
left that we, unless you just happen to come upon this situation, you may not be aware of it. For example, we'll tell about the beer sales on...
Well, beer and wine. I was in the grocery store one Sunday morning, and thought, oh, this is a nice bottle of wine. I'd like to try it with dinner tonight. And they wouldn't let me buy it because I couldn't buy it before noon.
So Sunday morning before noon, you can't buy beer and wine.
And you cannot buy an automobile generally on Sunday. Cars can be sold 6 days a week, and the dealer has the choice of when not to open.
So if they're open on Sunday, they're probably closed on Saturday, but maybe Monday even.
Yes.
So right. One day they're closed.
Right.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.